You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and a very warm welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. Good to have you with us on this edition of the podcast. We're looking ahead to Saturday's racing. You can join Bobby Beavers alongside Sean Quinn and Gareth Topham in the studio for a busy day of action on Saturday. But to come before that, my name is Sam Norris, and joining me on today's edition of the podcast, Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very good. Very well indeed, thanks, Sam.
Good festive period?
Betting wise, no. I think if we'll start with the main stuff,
yeah.
Apart from that family time,
excellent. Yes. The really important stuff wasn't good, Sam.
Wasn't good. They need to do better heading into the weekend.
Right. Well, hopefully this can be a bit of a turning point. We're going to take a look at one race at Doncaster, and then we'll come to the shallow hurdle at Newbury as well on this edition. But prior to that, we'll take a quick look back on some of the performances of some runners over a fabulous few days of racing, of course. By this point, we'll have done Boxing Day to death a little bit, so we won't go back that far. But back to the 27th, starting with the Welsh Grand National, won by Elegant Escape. Very well found in the market, Craig. A nice performance from the horse, and obviously some people have drawn similarities to that of Native River, who obviously won this race before going on to the Gold Cup. Before we look into the future, just on yesterday's performance at Chepstow, what did you make of it?
Yeah, good performance. You know, relished the extra distance, stepping up to 3 miles and 5.5 furlongs. You know, was running off a 4 pound lower mark than when contesting the old Hennessy at Newbury, but you know, he done it well. He stuck to his task. He jumped well. He stayed well. And like you say, Sam, you know, you look back to Native River, same age.
Yep.
In his career, at the age of 6, he produced a really good performance on the back of a success in the Hennessy. So, you know, Elegant Escape finished second in that race, and you know, joined his stable companion in winning the Welsh National. So a great achievement for the Tizzards, and you know, I think he'll have his sights set a little bit higher than Handicap Company from here on in.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. A 25-1 shot for the Gold Cup. Realistically, Craig?
This year might be too soon.
Yes.
Might be too soon, but wouldn't rule him out in future years. But in terms of the Gold Cup, there's horses jumping out the woodwork left, right and centre at the moment for that race. But, you know, Native River obviously was defeated in the King George, but that track was never going to suit. And you watch how strongly he's run through the line. You know, he's still the one to beat for me. But, you know, we've seen some impressive performances. Paul Nicholls, 6-year-old that won the King George, you know, he's a young horse. He's another one that's on the up. So, yeah, it's shaping up nicely, really nicely at this stage.
Yes, certainly. So, Kempton as well, we had a couple of cracking races there. We'll start with the Novices Chase, the Wayward Lad Novices Chase. Went the way of Dynamite Dollars, who beat the odds-on favourites Kalashnikov. That pair plus Layla are 6-1 co-favourites, 3 now for the Arkell. Before we get on to the winner, Are you happy to make excuses for Kalashnikov as regards the track, or do you think it was a subpar run? Or both, I suppose.
You can make slight excuses, but you've got to remember that Dynamite Dollars was also conceding weight to Kalashnikov. But when you look through Kalashnikov's the tracks that he's run over and look at the standard times for the distances, this is by far the sharpest test.
Seems to happen a bit faster than
He's faced throughout his career. You know, I think the standard time for this distance compared to his win at Warwick was something, I think it's a 4 second quicker at Kempton. And he was always out his comfort zone from an early stage in the race. You know, he hasn't run anywhere near his best, and I think we can put that down to the track. But, you know, you have to give enormous credit to the winner, conceding weight. You know, he's won 3 from 4 this year. I backed him the only time he got beat at Cheltenham by Layla. And, you know, he's a fantastic horse. It's another race that, you know, early doors this year looked you know, Kalashnikov looked the part, Layla then emerged at Cheltenham, and you think, well, what more is going to come from it? But since then, both horses have been defeated. It's got a more open look to it. Interesting stuff. A really good race in terms of, you know, comparing the overall time to that of what Altior achieved. They were around 2 seconds slower, which wasn't bad at all. Okay. So, you know, fair standard that they've ran to in this year's Wayward Lad.
We couldn't not mention Altior as well, Craig. It was a Grade 2 race that he contested yesterday against rivals that probably aren't really Grade 1 horses. But nevertheless, you can only beat what's in front of you. Couldn't have been more comfortable in doing it. Altior never came off the bridle, and just another one of many fabulous performances we've seen from the horse, albeit you wouldn't really view any of those horses in the race as potential Grade 1 stars over this trip.
No, he's you know, he did what he had to do, really. Mm. And, you know, he was doing it. It was all happening so easy for him that Nico de Boinville had to give him a couple of shakes just to make him concentrate.
Remind him that,
It was too easy. Sperodek didn't jump at all. His jumping, you know, was the worst that I've seen since he's been sent chasing, which allowed Special Tiara to dictate the race from the front. But, you know, was a spent force in the closing stages. Altior cruised through, and Diego Ducharmiel, who bounced back from a below-par run in the Halding Gold Cup, picked up some cheap late gains, but the winner was in another parish.
Definitely so. Been plenty of debate on Twitter since that win, Craig, and there was prior to this as well. Over 3 miles, Altior, something you want to see? Is it something we need to see?
I don't think it's something we need to see at all. You know, if he's best at that, he's dominating that division, you know, why does he need to go anywhere else? You know, he's obviously going to be a warm favourite once again for the Queen Mother. It's a tremendous prize to win.
Yeah.
You know, if you could go there every year and win a prize like that as easy as he's done, why would you want to look at alternatives stepping up to the 3 mile? What is it going to prove?
Yeah. Oh, I completely agree. That's what I'd do if it was mine, just farm the 2 mile chase division forever.
Yeah.
But
he's a superstar. He's been, what is he, 18?
16, I think, that he's won. Over obstacles, yeah. Even no doubt we'll be seeing him again, of course, come March time. Just want to take a quick look back as well at some of Friday's action across the Irish Sea. A couple of big races there, of course, starting with the Christmas Hurdle, won for a second year in succession by Apple's Jade, who won by a street in the end. It looked as though it was developing into a two-horse race between her and Forheen. Forheen sadly came down two out. Fortunately, the horse got up, and certainly at the time recording, fingers crossed, seems to be okay. Forheen didn't deserve that, whether or not he'd have beaten Apple's Jade or not. Probably too early to tell, but she's won that race again, and 9 Grade 1s for her now.
Yeah, she's a lovely mare, but the most pleasing sight of all was seeing Forheen rise to his feet. It was a shame, really, because I thought the way he skipped over the ground, he was travelling ever so well in behind Apple's Jade. It was far too early in the contest to say how it would have eventually finished. But there was a lot to like about the way Fahin went through the race, and, you know, he came to grief, a bad fall for the horse and Ruby Walsh. And like I said, thankfully both got up, and it was left, you know, an easy opening for Apple's Jade to continue her impressive run. And there's another one that will probably take the easy route at the festival in the Mare's Hurdle.
Yep. Has obviously got the champion or the world hurdle option, but as you say, Craig, it's going to be
keep it simple.
Easier pickings, perhaps. Yeah,
indeed.
And the performance of the day has got to go to Kenboy, really, in the Savills Chase, who led a high quality field throughout most of the contest. But the most impressive thing was how the horse was quickening all the way to the line and then through it, stretched well away from them in the closing stages, and it was hard not to be impressed by that.
Yeah, you know, traditionally it's a very, very strong race, a Grade 1, of course. And Ken Boy's had the one start this year. He was impressive in that. He looked an improved performer. But today was a career best by some way. And it was the way, you know, between the second last and the last, there must have been still 6 to 7 horses in contention with a winning chance. But he powered clear after the last, sticking his neck out. And just, you know, really trying hard for David Mullins, and you know, he ended up winning by 7.5 lengths. Very impressive. Monoly again, you know, has jumped solid throughout the contest. You know, he just lacks that turn of foot, which you probably need to win a Grade 1 over that type of trip. You need to quicken again at the business end, and You know, I think I think he's better over slightly shorter than 3 miles. And you have to say, Road to Respect was a little bit unlucky. You know,
he was eighth
or ninth turning for home and nearly slipped up, lost some ground, and he's ran on. And, you know, he's a young horse who ran very well in last year's Gold Cup.
Yep.
It's going to have a big bearing on the Gold Cup again. It was a really, really impressive performance from another 6-year-old in Kenboy.
Yeah, definitely so. Let's turn attention on to some of Saturday's action then. We'll start at Doncaster, do the two races in chronological order. We begin with the 2:05, a listed chase for the mares here, where we've got betting on this at the time of recording. Lady Buttons, 7-4. Renee's Girl, 130. 7-2 for Drinks Interval. Atlanta Ablaze, 9-2. Sibyl, 16-1. 20-1 for Got Away. Lady Buttons heads the betting. I mean, Phil Kirby's just been having a really, really good time of things at the moment, Craig. And this Lady Buttons is probably the stable star anyway. So you'd be really hopeful if you were the favourite.
Missed an engagement in the Castleford Chase at Wetherby, and it's no surprise, really, when you see the prize money on offer here compared to the Castleford Chase. Obviously, the ground was the reason why the horse was pulled out. But, you know, I think they found the right option and done the right thing. I don't think anybody can complain what they've done here. You know, it looks a really good move. You know, she's taken well to fencing. Won well at Newbury last time. She carries a £2, it's called a half penalty here.
Right, okay.
Because her win at listed level came in a novice event.
Right.
Which means she doesn't carry the full £4 penalty, okay. Only £2 here. So, you know, that is fair. And you know, conditions look very much in her favour. Looks a much better renewal than 12 months ago when Rennie's Girl was successful on that occasion. I mean, Rennie's Girl was the highest rated in the race 12 months ago. But the second highest was, I think, 127.
Right.
So you can see that this year's renewal has a lot more strength and depth. But I think this looks a good opportunity for Lady Buttons to make it 3 from 3 this season. And a likeable type. There should be plenty of pace to aim at. I think Drinks Interval will set a strong gallop in this contest. And Rennie's Girl, usually a straightforward, prominent runner, will be up there early. And it could tee this up beautifully for Adam Nicol and Lady Buttons to come with a late winning run, hopefully.
Yeah, Lady Buttons then the selection at 2:05, looking to continue a real good run of form for the yard. And then on to the feature race in the UK, certainly on Saturday. There is some cracking racing across the Irish Sea once again. But we go to Newbury for the Challow Novices Hurdle. A Grade 1 event, Champ is 6-4, Brewing Up a Storm is 11-2. Cool Anley 13-2, 13-2 for Getaway Trump, 13-2 for Cateson. Alsa Mix is in the betting at 8-1. Nesta Park is at 16-1. Nice little renewal, Craig. This is probably one of the weaker Grade Ones that we have throughout the course of the season, but it could be an interesting race on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, last year event was won by Poetic Rhythm, but you had Kilbrickin Storm, who finished back in third, who went on to win the Albert Bartlett, and I think we're probably going to see the highest rated novice in Champ, who's rated 150. I don't think we've got one rated higher at the moment.
Probably right, yeah.
So, you know, he set a standard there. He won a handicap on his last start, but I don't mind the handicap back to novice route. You know, I think it's a good move, and a horse that, you know, learns plenty in big field handicaps, going a good gallop. So, yeah, that race has worked out well. A handicapper obviously took a dim view. You know, he put the horse up £11 for that. You know, officially rated 150, but runs in a Grade 1 here. 6-4, short enough. You know, Brewing Up a Storm, I was particularly impressed with this horse because I don't think the track really suited him at Huntington last time.
Yep.
You know, flat, sharp, right-handed track. He was just nudged along by Richard Johnson to pick up on a couple of occasions, but he quickly came back on the bridle when asked to do so. You know, I think a more galloping circuit like Newbury will play to his strengths. And I think at 11-2 at the time of recording, he's very interesting. The other I did like in the race was Getaway Trump. Now, you know, he came home in a real good time at Exeter. Liked that performance. I was very interested to see how Huey Morrison's A Pourri La Deluge ran on Friday at Leicester, but he was disappointing. He could only finish 4th or 5th on that occasion, so, you know, the form took a little bit of a knock there for Getaway Trump. So I'll take Brewing Up a Storm to cause something of a little upset in the Challow Hurdle.
Okay, 11-2 for Brewing Up a Storm then joins Lady Buttons as Craig's two selections for Saturday's racing. And don't forget, we'll be on bright and early once again, 11:20 start time on Saturday. Bobby Beavers with Gareth Topham and Sean Quinn for the day's action. Craig, thank you for that. Pleasure as always. And enjoy it Saturday.
Thank you, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.